From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
How in the world do you even begin a program like this today? How in the world do you start this broadcast today? How do we together begin Armed American Radio today? What do you say? I've been wrestling with this since this morning. I have written down thoughts, which I do before the monster broadcast every week. I've crumpled them up and thrown them out. I've rewritten them. I've crumpled them up. I've thrown them out. I've rewritten them. Some of it I've liked. Some of it I've abandoned. Most of it I've abandoned. Because it is so difficult to sit here with you today and talk about where we are as a nation. As a man raising a family, like you, maybe, most of you, I fear for my country, for my children, and for their future. And I'm not sure today how to begin this program, quite frankly. I have gone over this for quite some time. There are a couple things I can tell you right out of the box. First, let me apologize for simply not having enough time to cover everything with you today that I would like to. It's just not enough time. But there are some things that I can tell you, and take my eyes off of some of what I've written and just let my mouth go. Let my heart do the talking. Since we met last week here on this monster broadcast, America has buried 5 Dallas police officers, seen 2 more Americans among 84 other innocent citizens in France slaughtered, mowed down by an Islamist terrorist in a truck. Another horrifying brazen attack, one of over a dozen in that country alone, in Nice, France. And just this morning, America and the world witnesses another 6 officers in Baton Rouge shot, 3 dead. And from what I understand, another fighting for his life. Now, right now, someone out there is screaming, what about Philip Castile? Why didn't you mention Alton Sterling? And I'll tell you why I didn't mention them. We've used the incident in Minnesota as a teaching moment for you to try to glean what we can from it, Philip Castile, to educate you. But we have stopped short of casting judgment because the facts aren't out yet. Maybe you don't like to hear that. But the facts aren't out yet. While the Facebook video is damning, it is a fraction of what occurred. We used the fact that he was a concealed carry permit holder to try to educate you about what to do in the event you have an encounter with law enforcement and you are legally carrying. And that's where we stopped short. Same thing with Alton Sterling in Baton Rouge. Whether you like to hear this or not, the facts aren't all out. Any clear-thinking, honest individual is aware of that. Doesn't matter what color you are. Makes no difference. And they will come out. And at the appropriate time, we'll discuss them
and we'll do it with an all-star lineup just like we did with the Zimmerman case here and others. But for now, those two cases do not belong in the same category as the officers in Dallas and now Baton Rouge, and more likely, unfortunately, in the future. Simply because we absolutely do know why those men, the Dallas police officers and Baton Rouge police officers, were shot and killed. We know why they were shot and killed. It was not as a result Police work is inherently dangerous. It's incredibly stressful. The conditions are stressful. But those men weren't killed as a result of their inherently dangerous job. They were killed out of hate. They were killed out of retaliation by the worst of the worst among us. They were killed by hate. And I got to tell you, if that goes above your intelligence pay grade, then turn the dial. Because you're simply never going to understand reason and logic. See, if you claim somehow to justify the murder of these lawmen, you simply don't belong here. You just simply don't belong here. You're not capable of honesty. Here's an example. During the weeks across America that saw the death of unarmed blacks, the weeks across America, months across America, I'll go as far as saying the last few years, that have seen the death of unarmed blacks, so too did America witness the deaths of unarmed whites that you can't name, unarmed Hispanics that you can't name, and other races. But wait, we didn't witness that, did we, together? Why? Why didn't we witness it? Because the dishonest media in America didn't cover it. Because it doesn't gin up racial hatred. Barack Obama didn't talk about it. Because it doesn't fit his agenda of divide and conquer. Here's some facts for you. Over the last year, more whites have been shot by cops than blacks. In fact, than black and Hispanics combined. Even when the numbers are adjusted to account for the size of the population as a whole, more whites were killed by blacks and Hispanics combined. The media likes to say that means that when you adjust that blacks are 2.5 times more likely. Let me explain something to you, because they stop there. They don't continue. What they never let you in on is the fact that black Americans commit a disproportionate amount of crime in America as compared to whites and Hispanics combined. Therefore, and thereby, involving more interaction with law enforcement. Maybe that's a tough pill to swallow. It's not to me. It's just a statistic. It's just a fact. It is what it is. It's no tougher a pill for me to swallow, for example, than say, oh, I don't know, what is it? Yellow cars are pulled over more than white cars for speeding? Okay? Stats are stats are stats. You deal with them. And I'm not real sure today where to go with this program. I've got a great guest lineup for you. I'm not real sure where the conversations are going to go. I'm worried about my country. I'm scared for my country. Right now, I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. What I see is a man at the helm who is in so far over his head, a petulant man, who lectures America today after the Baton Rouge police murders, police officer murders. The most divisive, arguably the most divisive president this country's ever had, arguing, or lecturing, I should say, the nation on divisiveness and how not to let it happen. It's just incredible to me. Don't understand that? The day some of those officers in Dallas were laid to rest, Barack Obama was meeting in the White House with Al Sharpton and Black Lives Matter. Widely regarded by tens of millions of Americans as race baiters and haters. And while talking about being the supporter of law enforcement on one hand, he is meeting with them on the other. And mind you, when it comes to Al Sharpton, I don't know how many times he's met with Black Lives Matter. I don't really care. Once is enough as far as I'm concerned. But he has met with Sharpton dozens upon dozens of times in the White House. Sharpton is one of the most divisive men in this nation, has been since he busted on the scene. I'll tell you something. If I were a black man in this country today, if I were a black American, I would be livid right now. I've seen race relations in this nation set back by decades under Obama's rule. I don't know what's going to happen. I know we're going to continue the conversation with Alan Gottlieb next, followed by AWR Hawkins, Kevin Sturette, and then the Alan Corwin Experience. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest-paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Expansion Industries is a national ammunition supply and sales company based in the Mid-Atlantic region that provides bulk sales of quality target ammunition and reloading supplies. Buy 1,000 rounds today and receive free shipping on your order. Visit Expansion Industries online at exp-ind.com and save today. We're a family-owned and faith-based company in the heart of Virginia. It's about freedom. exp-ind.com. Expansion Industries.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio.
Doesn't help to have guns owned by only good people because bad people still get them.
Yeah, that's exactly why we need it.
Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you today on what is a disturbing day. It's been a very disturbing week in America. Very disturbing week, not just in America, but around the world. And I've got Alan Gottlieb that I'm going to go to in just a moment here. We've got him for the remainder of the program. But I want to talk with Sean briefly before we go to our guest. Sean, could you bring your mic live, please?
Yes, sir.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, I think.
We've been pretty busy before the show kicked off. We haven't had a lot of time to chat back and forth as we were getting the show ready to roll here, you in the production studios and at Salem Radio Network down in Dallas, and me here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. It's been kind of hectic. But something heartfelt, I want to ask you a question, and I don't think you'll mind my asking you on live radio. You and I have been doing this together a long time.
Yes, sir.
We're over 7 years into this now. The two of us have never missed a live monster broadcast since April 26th of 2009. We have never missed one of these shows. We have never run anything but a live program. We've run an hour that we had, you know, where we ran an interview that was so good, like when we ran Ann Coulter, we'd replace that third hour with that. But we have been in this seat with a fresh show and fresh content every week since April 26th of 2009 together, haven't we?
Yes.
Sean, we know each other really well. As a black man, and you know me, and we work together very closely throughout the week. We do radio 6 days a week together, the two of us, and have been doing it for years. I want to set that up. As a black man in America, with all of the things that we've talked about on this program, with the right, this incredible fight for the right to bear arms that is under such vicious attack, when you see what you've seen over the last week, what goes through your mind? Are you sad? Tell me.
Honestly, I'm numb because I've been trying myself to try to talk to my community for years. I've urged media to talk to the community about what's going on in my community other than this farce that I keep hearing. All lives matters. I've had fights myself with Black Lives Matters. That I don't get it. And I was talking to a peace officer last night. You know, told her thank you for her service. And, you know, I'm just numb because I don't understand why people can't wake up and see what's going on. And the Democrat Party, I'm done. I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand. So I'm numb and I'm mad.
Well, the narrative is being driven from the progressive left. You're right about that. And the two of us will have more to talk about this in the coming days ahead as we head into the week with Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. More news will be breaking, no doubt about it. But I appreciate your comments. I'm glad I was able to ask you that on the air. It's not something we've talked about, and we had the opportunity to do it live on the radio. So, as I said, we'll talk more, you know, we'll bring that microphone live and talk more about that throughout the week because there will be more. But what the damage the progressive left is doing to this nation is, quite frankly, very, very frightening at this stage of the game. Let's go to Alan Gottlieb out in beautiful Bellevue, Washington. Alan, since we spoke together last, we have a lot of things to cover with you. There's a lawsuit and a number of other things. There's a lot of great news going on, you know, believe it or not. But right now, Alan, with everything that happened today, on the heels of what's been going on, just since the two of us met on these airwaves a week ago, what does Alan Gottlieb think about what's happening?
Well, obviously, it's deplorable. It's disgusting. And, you know, I feel the same way you did in your monologue. And all I can say is you're right. We were on the show doing this last week, and now it's like the week went by instantly, and I'm back on the air with you, and it's like nothing's changed. It's the same thing it was last week. And I've had enough of it, and I think probably you and your listeners have too.
Yeah, I think we've all had enough of it. I think the frustration that's building out there. And here, there's something interesting. I want to go here with you about the – Let's talk briefly about what happened in Baton Rouge today. I heard Obama say today that while we don't know, and I thought, we do know. Who doesn't know? Of course we know. It wasn't accidental in Baton Rouge. Come on. This kind of talk, this gibberish just drives me insane. So having said that, moving forward, Alan, with that, in that statement that he gave, I saw personally a beaten, petulant, and I've said this before, but it's becoming more and more obvious, but a beaten down, petulant man who is in so far over his head. And notably, he did not mention this time gun control as he did lecturing America at the memorial for those officers in Dallas, as he did from Poland. He didn't this time. I have a theory why, but I'd like to hear from you why you think he didn't.
I think you'll hear it tomorrow. I don't think he's dropping that part of his agenda at all. He'll use every tragedy he can to pursue that agenda. So I'd like to hear what you think, because I think you'll hear it tomorrow.
Okay, I wrestled with that myself. Here's what I think. He certainly clearly had the soapbox today. He always does as the president. He's got the bully pulpit. He can say whatever he wants, whenever he wants. He has never let us down once, politicizing from a right-to-bear-arms standpoint when something like this happens. Not one time has he let us down. But in this case, we are hours away from the opening of the Republican convention. The political rhetoric is very, very high. All of the media is in Cleveland, Ohio. And I don't personally think Obama wanted to throw the Republicans and Donald Trump another bone after Dallas by going after gun control this close to the convention. Again, proving my point that this man is nothing but political. If he truly was, if those were his convictions, he would have said something, and he didn't. Might I be right, or what do you think?
You might be right, but I'll stick with my theory that you'll hear it tomorrow, because he probably wants to inject this into the Republican convention to help please his left-to-center progressive liberals who want gun prohibition. So I think you'll hear it tomorrow. I don't think he's going away with it. Maybe he just slipped up today.
Yeah, I don't know if he did or not. It was very clear that he didn't say it, but it'll be interesting to see. That just kind of hit me earlier, and I thought maybe why that might be the case, because he's never missed an opportunity. In fact, Alan, I did something this week, Tuesday, for my concealed carry report, which, as you know, hits about several million email boxes on Fridays. I actually, hours before he spoke in Dallas on Tuesday, I wrote my column early, and my column was titled, "How'd I Do?" And I made predictions about what he would say later in the day in Dallas, and I went ahead and submitted it to editing, and the moment I hit send, it was a done deal, and I was going to live, die, sink, or soar like an eagle based on my predictions in that column, and everything I wrote came true. That's how easy it is to predict Barack Obama. I made the predictions that he would say this, he would call for change, he would claim to be the biggest supporter of law enforcement, and then days later would meet with Al Sharpton and Black Lives Matter in the White House. The man's too easy to predict. So fascinating to see what happens as we go through the week with him not mentioning gun control on the heels of Baton Rouge for his first statements. I think Alan's right, but you never know. I might be right in this case. When we come back, Alan Gottlieb has some great news for us as we go forward relative to a lawsuit. Lots to talk about. We'll be right back.
Folks, I'm one of the USCCA's 135,000 proud members. And like me, the USCCA believes that the right to defend your loved ones with a gun is our God-given freedom. And in honor of the 4th of July, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to purchase the gun and ammo of their choice. So what gun will you choose? Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, Kimber. No matter what you choose, you can get a really great gun and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five, which means you have five chances to win. Visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. Just think, you could get that gun you've always wanted, plus the ammo to break it in. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much...
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Yeah, I was just looking here on Twitter, and who to follow, it says up here next to mine, Dick Morris. And I thought, who in the world is following Dick Morris anymore? I didn't even know that guy was still around. I'd be better off following Elvis. Hey, welcome back to the program. Let's go right to Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, okay, on the heels of everything that has happened this week, we have some news that you actually talked about last week and told us you couldn't give us the information, and now you can. What's cooking? What are we doing? What's the lawsuit about?
Yeah, obviously, I promise our attorneys that I never talk about a suit until it's actually filed. And so I teased you last week, and this week we filed it. It's in the state of Illinois. Illinois has a policy that if you're a foster parent, basically you can't own guns in your home. They've got to be locked up. The ammunition has to be someplace separate. It makes it impossible to have a functional firearm for self-defense for you and your family and your children and your foster children. And actually, Illinois isn't the only state that has these kinds of laws or regulations. Many other states do, too. We filed in federal court in the Central District of Illinois to negate that as being unconstitutional and an infringement on Second Amendment rights. And it's really a great story here. If I can, for a minute, talk about the foster family. They've adopted, they're in the process of adopting a past foster child right now, but they also have had many foster children in their homes. And just recently what happened was the wife of the family is a nurse at a Illinois Correctional Center with, you know, lots of violent criminals. And these violent criminals have been finding out home addresses of the employees, so when they get out, they can go harass, attack, and, you know, and do harm to employees, including nurses at the prison. And they were notified by the prison to please take precautions, but they can't take precautions because they're not allowed to own firearms that are functional in their home, because in Illinois, in order to have foster children present. And so we filed suit with this fantastic family, fantastic plaintiffs, with obviously need for self-defense. And the Second Amendment is all about self-defense based on the Heller decision and the McDonald decision. And I'm really excited because, you know, we've stuck it to Illinois a number of times. We beat them on the McDonald case in Chicago. We beat them on Moore versus Madigan, which forced concealed carry to be legal in the state of Illinois. We beat them on Ezell versus Chicago, knocking out their ban on gun ranges in the city. And so now here's another suit to stick it back to Illinois again.
All right, this is not your first rodeo with Illinois. You've been going around and around and around the block with these freedom haters for many, many years. I've seen the checks that they've had to reimburse you. I know it's not always enough for the time and effort that has to go into suing. But what reason do you think Illinois wouldn't, in this particular case, after being beaten down so many times by the Second Amendment Foundation, look back at this and say, you know what, we're going to get our clocks cleaned here. Let's just go ahead and either settle this or let's legislatively fix this. First off, why? Why do they want to take this to the mat with you again?
Well, they seem never to learn, Mark, and I don't think you're going to learn this time either. That would be the logical thing to do. But, you know, in the gun prohibition mentality, and this is really about gun prohibition, it's definitely a prohibition on foster families having firearms for self-protection in their home. And they can't argue safety in this case either, because Kenneth Schultz, the husband in the family, is a certified firearms instructor who's taught many, many, you know, children gun safety in the past. Tons of classes, you know, kids have gone through his classes. So I don't know what they're going to argue, but I think we've got them. But in the interim, since we filed this suit, a number of other Illinois foster families have come forward to us saying, hey, I had the same problem. I've got the same problem too. And likewise, we've had a family in Tennessee now contact us. So we're looking at filing an additional suit in Tennessee as well.
That's fascinating. And it's not unsurprising that we make up our own words here sometimes because we can, you know, the incrementalization of the anti-gun left, you know, the incrementalization, they one law or one tyrant rule, Alan, at a time. And you're right. And I think it's important people understand this, because this equates to an all out ban on a certain class of citizen. That's in a great class of citizens, people who are giving more of themselves than the zealots who are trying to take away their freedoms. That much I can tell you. So here you've got this family that's doing wonderful things with foster kids, and they are literally banned from keeping firearms in their own home. So that, I kind of wanted to go there with you. That's why I wanted to go there, because doesn't that just prove the point that this is about bans? They're trying to do what here? They're trying to uphold a ban, an all-out ban on firearms, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly, and that's, of course, their end game, and we always say that. It's going to be very interesting now when, you know, you get groups like the Brady Center and Bloomberg's Everytown Group filing amicus briefs in court against us and have to argue again that they're in favor of an absolute ban.
And at the same time, out of the same side, the other side of their mouth, saying, as they oft do, we're not trying to take anybody's guns away, but they are defending an outright ban. Is there any, in any foster home scenario, is there any exception whatsoever that allows a firearm to be, what if the father or mother is a concealed carry permit holder? Is there an exception to that?
No. In fact, there's no exception for concealed carry holders. There's no exception at all. You can't have a functional firearm. The gun has to be locked up one place. The ammunition has to be locked up someplace else. You have to give the list of guns and the registration numbers of all the firearms you have to the foster care state agency, or you've got to move all the guns out of the home and not have them in your house and prove to them that you've done that. You cannot have a functional firearm of any kind, handgun, rifle, shotgun, in your home for self-defense, period.
No matter who you are, where you live, Nothing. Makes no difference no matter what. Okay, now, so then, again, I'm asking these questions. I know the answer to these questions, but people need to understand the point. I think the bigger point here, where we're trying to get at. And, well, all I can say is this. It's going to be fascinating yet again to watch the gun ban groups who claim not to want to take away anybody's guns or rights defend in court an outright ban. Another outright ban by the state of Illinois. So with no exceptions to this whatsoever, can you give us an idea how much money this is? You know, what's an estimate of what it's going to cost to fight one of these lawsuits? You've been doing this for, what, 40-plus years. How much taxpayer money is going to be wasted on this yet again in Illinois, Alan?
Well, I don't know how much taxpayer money from their side that they're going to spend on it. And you can never predict what each case is going to cost because of discovery and how the other side is now tries to run up our bills. But on average, our average legal action that we take against this, you know, municipality, a city, or a state with these actions that the foundation gets involved in, SAF spends about $250,000 per suit.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And that's an average. Half higher. Okay. All right. And this could stretch for years, couldn't it?
If Illinois continues to fight it, yeah, we could see this going from the federal district court to the appeals court and maybe to the U.S. Supreme Court. All the more reason why upcoming election is so important to determine who those future judges are going to be.
All right. I'm glad you went there because you just mentioned three or four different. So this court, this case is going to go through where, and where. How many judges could we be looking at here before this is all said and done if it goes all the way through?
Well, you could be looking at the trial court judge and the federal judge in the Central District of Illinois. You could be looking at a three-judge panel in the Seventh Circuit. You could be looking at the whole en banc panel of the Seventh Circuit looking at it. And you could look at the, you know, at if there are nine judges on the U.S. Supreme Court, nine judges looking at it.
A couple dozen judges easily looking at it. And this is what before we get ready to take this break, I want to let you know, we'll end that portion of the conversation right there. This is why, as Alan just said, elections have consequences. The next president is going to be appointing these judges. We have seen the damage done already. We've already heard Justice Ginsburg. That's another thing that came out this week that just kind of went low down underneath the radar, was a sitting Supreme Court justice getting political against a presidential candidate, the Republican Party nominee. It's just unbelievable where we are in America today. Elections matter, man. Elections matter. When we come back, we'll wrap it up with Alan Gottlieb right after this. Don't go away.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Folks, I'm one of the USCCA's 135,000 proud members. And like me, the USCCA believes that the right to defend your loved ones with a gun is our God-given freedom. And in honor of the 4th of July, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to purchase the gun and ammo of their choice. So what gun will you choose? Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, Kimber, no matter what you choose.
choose, you can get a really great gun and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five, which means you have five chances to win. Visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. Just think, you could get that gun you've always wanted, plus the ammo to break it in. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
You're tuned in
to Armed American Radio.
Those who oppose any common sense gun control or gun safety measures have a pretty effective way of ginning up fear that somehow the federal government's about to take all your guns away.
Look, if you're a Democrat pulling the lever for gun grabbers, you're no friend of mine.
Protecting your right to bear arms.
Here is Armed American Radio's Mark Walters.
Let me, if I could, read you just some headlines before I go back to Alan Gottlieb. Baton Rouge shooter. This just highlighted. This is the beauty of live radio. This is not a, you know, as I'm talking with you, you're hearing me. If you have comments, you want me to read you on air, you want to reach out to me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I'll be more than happy to read your email. I've got several of them that I am going to read later in the broadcast. Several of them there, and they're good ones. This is breaking right now. Baton Rouge shooter Gavin Long was Nation of Islam member. Classified, by the way, by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group. Railed against crackers on YouTube. And Obama says he doesn't yet know the motives. I mean, come on, man. Come on. Unbelievable. Nation tense. Why don't you listen to some of these headlines? 100% of revolution successful through bloodshed. More white people believe in ghosts than believe in racism. Killer left online trail. Sunday slaughter. Three cops dead. Nation tense. Governor's plea. Stop the hate. President calls on Americans to avoid divisive rhetoric. Obama flashback. If they bring a knife to the fight, we bring a gun. Unbelievable. Sharpton blasts effort to mute Black Lives Matter. New Black Panther Party forms Baton Rouge chapter, and on and on and on. Security concerns mount ahead of Republican convention. One right after the other. Cleveland police union head. Obama has quote-unquote blood on his hands after cop killings. This is where we are in America today. This is why I opened up with my thoughts that I did. Alan, very distressing. to read the news, and as you know, I have to, you have to, we pay attention to this stuff all day long. And it's very distressing anymore. It's very difficult, and I have to say on National Live Radio, thank you for being there for me when I call you sometimes depressed about what I have to do.
Well, it's a pleasure to be there with you, Mark. But, you know, you opened the show talking about, you know, guns and cops, so to speak. And I want to close it, if we can, for this hour on guns and cops at all as well. Something else happened this week that the national media has ignored. The National Association of Chiefs of Police, one of the largest police groups in our country, did their 28th annual survey of police chiefs and law enforcement in the country. And it was really interesting that in the survey there were some questions asked about firearms. And over 86% of the law enforcement respondents nationwide think that recognize state concealed carry issue permits licenses. They think it's good. Likewise, 88% believe that a citizen should be able to, who's vetted, should be able to buy a gun for sport or self-defense. And in addition to that, 76% of law enforcement surveyed by the national survey, the respondents believe that law-abiding armed citizens can help law enforcement reduce criminal activity. You can bet anti-gunners never saw that one coming.
No, you know, they don't. And it's interesting, too, because I'm very familiar with the report that you're talking about. What I find fascinating about it is, again, it goes right back to the mainstream media. This is what Americans, Alan, are on to. Americans are on to the dishonesty of the media. They are on to the agenda of the media. Hence why we are where we are politically, I think. And that's good news when we see that. The fact that the media refuses, even, you know, in today's day and age, even with 24-hour news, refuses to tell us these things that we all know because there are other ways to get this news now, speaks volumes about where we are. And let me ask you another question, too, about while we're talking about Cleveland. I was just talking about and cops and everything else. There has been some talk by the new Black Panther Party that they are going to lawfully, openly carry firearms in Ohio. And I'll tell you what I said last week. Should they be able to? My response to that was yes. As long as they're law-abiding, as long as the people that are carrying the firearms are law-abiding people that are not in violation of any of the rules and laws that would keep them or prohibit them from doing so, and as long as they're not violating Ohio law, they have as much right to carry a firearm openly on their hip in Ohio as I do, don't they, Alan?
They do, but it still makes me feel queasy and uneasy to either see the Black Panthers parading outside the Republican National Convention carrying firearms, or for that matter, the Ku Klux Klan doing it because of their agendas and where they're coming from and their past track records, in most cases, which does involve violence.
That's true.
So that does disturb me, you know, especially with the heightened rhetoric and, you know, a president that's polarized our nation for 8 years. I wouldn't be there opening carrying right now. I don't think that's a smart decision to make. Quite frankly, to be honest with you, I'm glad I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, honestly, I am too. I am too. We've heard some very disturbing reports coming out of Cleveland. I've heard some of the audio of some of the individuals who are quote unquote aware of the destruction that's going to occur. They're predicting it. But you know, you're right about that. You're right. It is. It does make me uneasy. I didn't mean to say it didn't make me uneasy. But we can't stop that individual. If we try to stop him, you know, they can stop me. So we have to hope. And again, this goes back, Alan, to that thing. We don't carry a gun to make a political statement, ever. You carry a gun to defend your life, period. Not to make a political statement, 9 out of 10 times. Do I make a political statement with a gun sometimes? Yes, because of what I do. I do openly carry my firearm from time to time. I do put my money where I put my gun where my mic is, if you will. But yeah, I don't mean to say I'm not uneasy about it, but at the same time, that's a slippery slope as far as I'm concerned.
Of course, Mark, if I were the police, I'd prefer to see the people openly carrying it so I knew who had the gun rather than carrying it where I couldn't tell who had it, so I knew who to watch anyway. But I wouldn't want to make myself a target one way or the other there either. And so I've chosen not to go because I think it's a lot safer not being there. I'm not a delegate. My vote isn't going to count. So rather than being there for the festivities, I'm staying home. And I'm working to protect Second Amendment rights instead of spending 24/7 doing it. And I don't want to take away from my mission.
No, and believe me, we don't want you to take away from your mission either. It's very important that you keep doing what you're doing, that we need that voice out there right now. And that's why we love having you on the program every week. One more question for you. The Cleveland Police Union, or the police union in Ohio, I should say, went to Kasich asking him to stop open carry in the state. Kasich, of course, returned fire, pun intended, and said, I can't. Don't you think the police union knew that, that the governor can't do that unilaterally?
Yes, I do, but the police union is not the rank and file member, so to speak. The police union basically have interests that probably coincide with a lot of Obama's agenda,
right?
And probably are supporting Democrats. And if they, anything they can do to make the Republicans look bad, they're going to try and go do. So I think that's what's behind it. They knew what the state law was. They enforced state law on a daily basis. So it's grandstanding. You're right.
It was interesting too, because part of the commentary from the head of that union was they are now bringing officers up to speed with the open carry law in Ohio. Alan, the open carry law in Ohio has been in place for decades.
Yeah, and obviously it's just, again, grandstanding and rhetoric, and we get a lot of that out of political figures, don't we?
Yes, we do. Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Join them, won't you? Please join them fighting, as you heard, for the good people in Illinois who are being denied their constitutional rights simply because they're raising foster children. Alan Gottlieb, thank you very much. We'll be talking with you this week. Armed American Radio, the Monster Show, continues after this. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News will be here. He will be followed by Kevin Starrett, believe it or not, from Oregon Firearms Federation. Still more stuff going on in Oregon. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. And I would be remiss if I failed to tell you that the Alan Corwin Experience joins us later on the program as well. We'll be right back.
Just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, it would be great to hear from you. Just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.